Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different. Something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities. Like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free. It's always fun when we can talk about something. Well, it's not like this is not a heavy topic, but it's not necessarily current in the motion topics that we are normally covering on the show. Joining me, Adam Tex Davis from the podcast Slaycation. We talked to you guys a little while back. Always just fascinating and interesting to hear the adventures that you guys have had, are going on, and the stories that you have. I know we're going to cover a couple different ones here today. Adam, let's start with John Wayne Gacy. Of course, you know, Gacy, if nobody knows his history. A quick backdrop for anybody playing at home. Serial killer, sex offender, murdered at least 33. They think it could probably have been far more than that between 1972 and 1978. Referred to as a clown killer. So when you're flipping through Netflix and you see the big clown, that's him when it's John Wayne Gacy. Lured his victims to his home in Chicago where he'd sexually assault and strangle them. Most of the victims buried in a crawl space beneath his house. Was arrested in 78 after police linked him to a missing teenager, leading to the discovery of his crimes. Interestingly enough, one of our main contributors on the show, Bob Mata, defense attorney, his dad was his attorney. And the Gacy tapes, I believe the Netflix special is based on those tapes that that Bob got for, I believe, his birthday from his dad one day, of all these conversations that he had with Gacy back in the day that had never been heard. But yeah, let's talk about this. You got to be, but how would you describe the relationship with John?
Well, luckily it was a long distance relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he was obviously incarcerated. What happened was my roommate and I were working on a movie. It was my roommate's movie, and my roommate went on to become one of the biggest directors in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He did the movies, the Hangover movies. He did Joker, and now coming out soon, Singing Joker. Okay. So, you know, Todd Phillips was my roommate, mm-hmm. and we were working on a student film. It was Todd's student film. It was a documentary about a punk rock singer by the name of Gigi Allen. Mm-hmm. And Gigi Allen was the most hardcore guy in the punk scene. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't like a great singer or a great musician or anything, but he was willing to be more extreme than anybody else. So he would poop on the stage. He would wipe it on his face. He would throw it at the audience. He would attack the audience. He would cut himself. He would be bleeding naked and covered in poop by the end of the
It's a lot like a Taylor Swift show. This is why everybody signs up to go see Taylor Swift, because it's a very... This is Taylor got the act from him, I bet.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It really was an act, because like before one of the shows for the documentary, he was snarfing down Ex-Lax. So he, you know, to be prepared.
Yes.
And I was just like, why don't you just have White Castle? Like it would be so much faster.
Exactly. Why not?
But the point is, so we were doing this Gigi movie, and in an interview with one of Gigi's super fans, a guy named Unk, said that Gigi was fascinated by serial killers, which of course is on brand, but they had recently gone to visit John Wayne Gacy in the Illinois State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. So they took a liking to each other. You know, Gacy was fascinated by Gigi's antics. Gigi, of course, you know, loves Gacy. So we got the idea, why don't we try to get John Wayne Gacy to paint a portrait? Because he was doing jailhouse portraits and paintings. And why don't we get him to do a portrait of Gigi Allen that could then become the poster for the movie? Mm-hmm. So through our connection, this guy Unk and the Gigi crowd, we were able to get John Wayne Gacy a photograph of Gigi. And he wanted a naked photo of Todd. In lieu of payment, I guess. And we were on the rooftop of our apartment taking topless photos of Todd, hoping that that would be enough to get John Wayne Gacy to paint the paint the picture and not full naked. And it turned out to be enough. And
oh, so John it did.
Gacy, yeah,
he didn't send you like, we need a little more before I start making the painting here.
I thought he was going to be like, come on, guys, I'll do half a picture for that. but anyway, he said he would do it. And sure enough, he painted this portrait of Gigi Allen from a photo that we had sent. And, the funny thing though is, he got our phone number when we gave him the picture and stuff, like he took our apartment phone number, mm-hmm. and he started calling constantly. Like our phone was constantly ringing, and it was like, you know, collect call from the Illinois Stateville Correctional Institute, and it would be John Wayne Gacy. And whether it was me or Todd or both of us, we put him on speaker. Like he just loved to talk. And, you know, everything with this guy was sexual.
Yeah.
So it was like, are you guys having orgies? What things have you done? What have you not done? Do you guys fuck each other? I mean, I don't know if I could curse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was just nonstop. And it got to the point where he was calling so much. And these are collect calls. We have to pay for it.
Yes.
I was working in a bagel store. I'm a college kid working in a bagel store. I don't have, you know, pay for John Wayne Gacy's collect calls money. So we had to literally stop taking his calls. But at the same time, we still needed him to paint the portrait. So we had to take every like third call to get him to keep working. And then finally, somebody went and smuggled the painting out of the jail, and it showed up, and we had the poster. Or, you know, we had the painting that became the poster. And let me just say, it was terrible. It was the worst painting. But again, it's like, it's for this punk rock movie. It's actually, and it's, you know, it's signed John Wayne Gacy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it became like kind of a collector's item. We sold about 999 of them or whatever. Yeah. It became the poster for the movie. And then what happened was, he stopped calling because at that point he was ramping up. It's like 94. It's ramping up towards the execution.
Yeah.
And also, the movie wound up doing great because Gigi Allen, the punk rocker, wound up dying.
Oh, wow.
Of
okay.
A heroin overdose in 93, I think. And so this became the final word on him. So this movie actually wound up getting distributed. It's called Hated, Gigi Allen and the Murder Junkies. And it became like one of the biggest, like, grossing student films of all time. But the point is, Todd had moved out, I think, at that point, and it was like getting, you know, close to Christmas time. And all of a sudden I open up my mailbox and there's an envelope from the Illinois Stateville Correctional Institute. And I'm like, oh, please don't be the topless picture of Todd being returned to me. But when I opened it up, it was an actual Christmas card from John Wayne Gacy. And it just says joy to the world. And then his name, John Gacy, underneath.
And is it one you take out every year to this day? Like you bring out like the sled and you bring out like the snowmen and then it's John Wayne's card.
Yes.
You're reaching down for, you must have it right there or something. Do you?
I have it. Wait, I should have been more prepared.
It's okay. If you're listening to this on the podcast right now, Adam's like scrummaging around his desk. Right? Yeah. It's there somewhere. You still got it.
I do have it. And it is funny because it says joy to the world. This guy brought more death and awfulness to the world.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's like joy to the world was his message. I mean, he didn't write it, but was ridiculous. And then like people were like, wait, you still have it? And I'm like, I can't throw it out.
Yeah.
But I know it's like an evil totem. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have it.
Yeah. You know, what's going through your mind? I mean, you're trying to get this poster. I get it. I mean, it makes sense for that world. But when John's starting to call you regularly, what the hell's going through your guys' mind?
I mean, at first it was like literally sheer terror.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh my God, are we going to literally get on the phone and talk to this guy? But then it was like the first call I think we did together. So it was a little easier. But then like, yeah, the call would come in and it's like, do I take it? Do I not? And then, you know, sometimes I'd have friends over and I'd be like, you're not going to believe who I'm about to be speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it on speaker. And they're just, you know, mind blown. But yeah, he was so dark and disgusting. And look, I am the least squeamish guy. If you listen to Slaycation, uh-huh. I make off color jokes.
Sure.
I am not squeamish at all.
Yeah.
But this was dark for me,
wow.
You know? So like, I don't even talk about it that much. Like the stuff that he would say though.
Like, I mean, I don't want to go into great detail, but like what, I mean, with what you can, like what was an average were they all kind of similar in nature? Was there ever days where John was a little more, I don't know, wanting to talk about the weather or something lighter? Or was he always just pretty much, you got John on the phone and he was there for what he was there for?
You know what it was? He would sometimes do like a lead-in question that felt like he was setting you up for like a normal conversation. Mm-hmm. Do you have any pets? No, we're just two college kids living alone. Anyway, do you ever shit on each other?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wow. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he was like, have you ever paid anyone to take a dump on you?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, does Gigi Allen count? Because he's flinging poo at his show.
Uh-huh.
And some guy, I don't know if that counts. But,
so was Gacy aware of Gigi Allen at that time? Did he know the work and all that? Or, okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, the joke was like, you know, like he said, the quote that he said to Unk was, he goes, I love that kid. He's got a lot of spunk. But man, he smells like shit. And it's like, yeah, this guy barely, you know, he's wiping all over himself. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he's taking the best, most thorough shower after the show.
So what was like, how did the relationship end after the painting was done? I know you got the Christmas card. Was the Christmas card the end of everything or was there anything else?
That was actually a posthumous Christmas card. He had been executed in the, I think it was April or May of 94. And then this was Christmas 94. So yeah, we were on his posthumous Christmas card list.
How did, so he just like made all the cards and then like send them out? Somebody sent them out for him at the end of the year?
I guess so. The jail. I don't know. He had his things to do list. We were on it. I couldn't believe that he was using his jail time, like, phone call allotment. I can't imagine you could just call anytime you want.
Yeah.
And he's using it on us.
Do you ever think you'd, like, would you ever try and get any information out of him if there was anything else or?
Yeah. So that was the thing. I liken it to, like, you know, you're being interviewed by 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. You don't ask the questions. They ask you the questions. So anytime we would try to turn it around and ask him anything, he would shut it down immediately. Mm-hmm. And if it was like anything about what he had been accused of, you know, we say accused, but he did it. But
yeah.
And if we brought up anything like that, he would be like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk. That's a dark time. I don't want to talk about that. So anyway, you guys don't shower together to save water? You know, like that. That's where just his kinda, mind is at.
Yeah, like deflecting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Did Gacy ever admit to his crimes?
No.
No. Okay.
The only thing he would say is I didn't bury them there. The only thing you can accuse me of is running a graveyard without a permit. That was his big line.
Running a graveyard without a permit. That is so creepy.
I was running an illegal cemetery.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's a college story I think most kids probably don't have.
Right. Yeah, I know. I just was glad we were on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine being in the same room with this guy.
Yeah, the energy. That would be dark. That would be very dark.
You know, the one thing I will add is he would always get, like, pretend angry at some point during, like, he would think that we were holding out on him.
Really?
That's where you could see the flash of anger that probably happened. He was like this gregarious guy. He was a big, larger than life presence. He was a contractor. He worked with these kids. He was a birthday clown. He was all these things. And then you angered him. And then we heard it on the phone, like the anger. You're not telling the truth. And then he would get really mad and then he would hang up. And then he would call back a week later and he'd be like, hey, it's John. Like
kind
nothing.
Kind of an insight into, you know, what, how he may have been in when he was free, when he was committing those crimes, just the ability to switch so quickly. That's scary.
Complete sociopath. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to The Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.